I haven't done one of these in a while, so let's see if I still have it. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast, where my name is Nick, as you all know by now, and we are actually not live on Twitch. We are actually doing this a classic. This is a classic episode of the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast, where we are doing a quick review episode today. We haven't done a review episode in quite some time, and I had some spare time in my summer season because there were an abundance of shows that I did drop this season, so I was able to pick up some shows that I wanted to catch up on, and some shows that were on my plan to watch list, but I never got around to it. Mainly because I was just swarmed in anime. Winter and spring were just really, really fantastic, and summer does have a couple of banger shows. I think I dropped like four or five shows this season just because they were not good. So I'm making that time up with watching shows like Gintama, which I'm starting right now, currently on episode 8. And it is a little bit overrated at the moment, but I will get but that's for another show right now. It's funny as hell, but it's a little bit overrated at the moment. We'll see how we are. We'll see how it is in the next like 200 episodes. But I've also found time to finally getting around to watching Death Parade, and that is the show that I will be reviewing today. So a little bit about Death Parade. So after death, either heaven or hell awaits most humans, but for the select few, death brings them to Quindecium, a bar where only pairs of people who die the same time can enter. Attending the bar is an enigma figure known as Decium, who also acts as the arbiter. He passes judgment on to those who wind up at Quindecium by challenging them to a life-threatening game. These games determine if the patron's soul will reincarnate into a new life or be sent into the void, never to be seen again. From darts and bowling to fighting games, the true nature of each patron slowly comes to light as they wager their souls. Though his methods remain unchanged, the sudden appearance of a black-haired amnesiac causes Decium to reevaluate his own rulings. Yeah, that basically explains that's the premise of the show in general. But let's get into a little bit more details about Death Parade. Death Parade actually aired from January 2015 to March 2015, so it was a winter 2015 show, and I'm just getting around to it now, 7 years later. It was animated by Studio Madhouse, and I will say this about the animation: it was really well done, but it didn't need to be like over like it's one of those shows that did not need to be like overblown. For a lot of scenes, mainly the scene that they really had to push out like the animation for, and you could clearly see that they did a fantastic job with it, was the ice skating scene. The ice skating scene in I believe episode 12 was just fucking beautifully well done. But overall, you know, Studio Madhouse doesn't have the best. Like, I feel like the best reputation for animation. I mean, they did They did like they do like a lot of their shows that they have good animation, I feel, where a lot of like slice of life shows like Place Beyond the Universe, Kimi no Koe wo Todokai, Cardcaptor Sakura, Chihayafuru, and Sonny Boy. Sonny Boy is very well done. And the Vampire Dies in No Time was very good. And Tact, I will say that. Like Tact's animation was good, even though the show was fucking dog shit. But I feel like in terms of like the action stuff, like it's not Mad Studio Madhouse is not top tier. But that's news for another, that's a debate for another story, because today we're talking about Death Parade. So that's the studio, and I mean, I guess we'll get into the characters first before we get into the music, and then we'll get into the story aspect of it. Some of the characters: we have Decium, who is your bartender who greets everybody at the bar. We have your mysterious black-haired woman, who is Decium's assistant at the moment, who you find out basically right away that she is dead, but she gets taken in as an assistant, and we find out later on why she's dead, but we'll get into that once we talk about the story, the main plot behind Death Parade. We got a couple of interesting characters such as Nona, Clavis, Ginty, Quinn, Tatsumi. Really a good cast, but our main focus is Decium and our black-haired heroine, trying to figure out where the plot is, where the story is going to go for these two characters. I think overall, the show would have been fine with just the main focus on Decium and our black-haired heroine, but the introduction of some of these other characters I felt like was kind of unnecessary. But again, we'll get to more of that in the once we get to the story portion of the show. And now we'll get into what is probably the best thing about the show, if that's a little hint for where I'm going with the show, the opening. The opening is very, very well done. I do think it is slightly overrated, and you did hear a little bit of the opening when we first started this episode. I do think it's slightly overrated, but it is a very good opening. The art and animation is very, very good as well. I don't think like I think there is an abundance of openings that are better than it, but it is a very good opening, and the ending is very nice too. I really enjoy the ending. I did like and dislike in the show that the ending synced up with like how the episodes went in terms of who was being judged and what was going on and blah 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 blah. But eventually that kind of just stopped and it went into a generic ending. So like that's one thing I did not like about the ending, but I did like the song and I did like the ending animations as well. So that is basically the rundown of what the show's about, the some of the characters, the opening and ending, and what we have to get into now. But Death Parade, my biggest fear going into the show was that it was overrated, that it's an overrated anime. It has an 8.16 on my anime list. And after finishing it, it's weird because I think it's a very good anime, but I also think it's overrated. But the score that I gave it doesn't make it seem like it's overrated. And I'm going to go into the reasons as to why I think about that. First and foremost, we have Decium. There's just a lot going on in this show, which I have some flaws with. And then there's some personal shit that I have issues with as well. So some of the you have Decium, who is this doll who is created to judge these people coming down into his bar as to whether or not they should be reincarnated into other people, or they should be sent basically not even into hell, but like into their souls are just drifting through a black space for all eternity. And it's his job to determine what their fates are. But then we get introduced with our black-haired heroine, who, spoiler alert, bing, 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 alarm's going off, alarm's going off. I'm sick of calling her our black-haired heroine, so we're just gonna call her by the name that she figures out later on in the show in Chiyuki. So Chiyuki Shiyuki comes, and, you know, Decium's basically first rules are, you know, when people come into his bar, he asks them, do you remember anything? And basically, Shiyuki is one of the very few people, if the only person, to come into his bar to say, yeah, I'm dead. I know I'm dead. I just don't know how I died. So that kind of basically throws his plans out the window, because he's supposed to judge, you know, the games that he plays. They're supposed to bring back memories of how these people were in the real life, and then they're either supposed to reflect on their actions either in a positive or a negative way. But Chiyuki already knows she's dead. She just doesn't know how she died. And I kind of liked that conundrum with the show. Like, yeah, Chiyuki knows she's dead, but she doesn't know if she died, like, you know, killing someone, or if she was killed, or, you know, what the actions of her, you know, what her actions were, like what the following consequences were, as well. So, like, there's, like, that's where we see the beginning of the story. Like, okay, like, this is what's happening. We get our first couple that comes down. Turns out, like, they died in a car crash. And the game they play is darts. So, you know, the thing about the darts is, I think they really don't go into too much about explaining in this game, but, like, the dart game, they had it so that if you hit certain numbers on the board, your organs, the people's organs, the husband and wife's organs, were coincided with, you know, the dartboard points. So if you hit, like, the bullseye, that was, like, your heart, and they would take, like, 3x damage or some shit like that. So they're, like, missing the board, and then, like, all these memories come up. It's like, oh, shit, like, you were cheating on me. Oh, shit, that's my child. Oh, shit, you're a piece of shit, blah, blah, blah. So it's like, okay, like, after the first, like, two episodes, like, this, like, both of these things happen, and it's like, okay, like, we get it. Like, we understand it. Like, that's the portion of the show. Like, all right, now we got to try to figure out, you know, why Chiyuki's here, and, you know, how are we going to get her memories back? Well, those first two stories were cool, and they took up, like, 3 to 4 episodes or whatever. But then they introduced, like, this subplot where the character Nona tries to implement real-life human emotions into Decium. And the only reason she's doing that is because, she doesn't see themselves. Like, she originally was like, I don't see ourselves. Like, we're dolls. Like, we have to do what we have to do, blah, blah, blah. But then, like, she sees the change. Like, I feel like she sees the change in Decium, and she starts to understand, like, we're not dolls at the end of the time. Like, we're not dolls at the end of the day. You know, we want to have emotions. Like, we want to be able to, have emotions and an understanding of what we're doing when we're judging these people. And debate, like, how is this right or how is this wrong? But I feel like that is kind of contradicting to what the show is, what their rules are as arbiters. So, like, if you have, like, you know, if you have sympathy for these people who, you know, are either doing really good or really bad things to deserve being, you know, thrown into hell or thrown or being reincarnated, doesn't that throw the whole, you know, having sympathy for someone shouldn't play a role into what they did that was wrong or right? So her forcing human feelings on the Decium, like, just kind of was like a subplot in the show that I did not find too interesting. And it kind of got thrown out the window at the end of the show. Because Decium, at the end of the show, just basically goes back to being a nonchalant, you know, arbiter. Like, he doesn't, like, I'll get into it eventually. Like, I mean, I guess I'll get into it now. But, like, later on the show, like, Decium obtains, like, human emotion. Like, he obtains human feelings. And, like, he's got, like, a specific shape in his eyeball. So once he starts to have these human emotions and these human feelings, his eye transforms from like a puppet eye, let's say, into more of like, you know, the anime eyes that we're used to. Solid colors, a little bit of glisten to it, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm like, okay, cool. Like, now this guy has emotions. Like, let's see where we go from here. Well, in the end of the episode, like at the end of the show, like somebody dies. They come down to the bar and they zoom in on him. And he's just like, my name is Decium. Do you remember anything? Do you remember anything? And he's got the puppet eyes in his, he's got the puppet eyes still. Now, for me personally, I wouldn't have had him at the puppet eyes. Like, he went through this, he went through these 13 episodes. We went through this subplot to force human emotions onto him, and he's back to normal. So then what was the what was the reasoning for the subplot? That was something I really, I mean, maybe I'm not getting it. Maybe, you know, I mean, I know that, like, kind of pushed the story ahead a little bit, but I just did not, I just wasn't aboard that storyline of it. And the other thing that I wasn't aboard on was the introduction of the characters Ginty, Arita, and I don't know who the other fucking, the flashy boy. So there's like an episode, or Harada. So there's an episode of Ginty, who's also an arbiter, Arita and Haruka, who they play like Twister, but like this dude Ginty is like trying to, the dude Ginty like hates humans, but this whole episode is focused around Arita and her obsession with the idol. And the way the show first started off, I was like, okay, this is a pretty serious anime with, you know, a story like, hey, you know, like, you do this shit in real life, like, you're not going to have the second chance to, you know, reflect on your actions. Like, once you're dead, you're dead. So the way Arita dies is she slips on a fucking bar of soap and, like, hits her head on the bathtub. And I'm like, you're really introducing comedy into, like, this rather serious psychological slice, kind of slice of life anime. You're introducing something silly like slipping on a bar of soap while the other character in the show is, you know, here because he got murdered by his lover's or his ex-lover's sister. I just think the introduction of these two characters was just fucking stupid and was just unnecessary to move the plot forward. I really had no interest in it at all, and I thought it was unnecessary because it didn't help with Chiyuki's development. It didn't help with Decium's development, and Ginty was in the show for no reason. Like, I just did not understand why these three characters, like, if Ginty was going to be your semi-antagonist in the show, like, have him do shit to Decium and like tell, and like he was like, yo, fuck humans, basically, you know, fuck humans, humans are pieces of shit, blah blah blah. And he was like that for a little bit, but like, I feel like we needed more of that, like, humans are pigs, blah blah blah, what, et cetera, like, whatever. I think we needed more of that and not of this fucking side bullshit, like, slice of life funny shit of these two people who really had no actions to push in the story along. You know what I mean? Like I mentioned before, the first two episodes were good development for Chiyuki, and I think the episode with the old woman who passed away with her characters was very well done. But just some of these, like the mom who was like a mom on a television show who went through, like, you know, she had like six kids, and like the dude who like jumped out of a window and like was regretful that like not helped his mom or whatever, like, that stuff was okay. But like, you already had both of those things tied up sort of in Chiyuki's story, all right? So, like, you could have drawn out some of these episodes, but, like, I just felt like some of these episodes were just unnecessary throughout the series. I thought there were about five really good episodes, maybe about three to four good episodes, and then the rest were mediocre. So maybe about, you know, five really good episodes, four good episodes, and the rest being mediocre, I guess you could say. But the five really good and good episodes were focused mainly around Chiyuki. I really wish the stories, like the side stories, would have had a little bit more impact on Shiyuki's storyline and development as well. I really wish she had would have had more. I mean, she did have a pretty good impact on Desium developing human feelings, in my opinion. But Chiyuki's story was really, really well done basically throughout the whole fucking series. Just her, like, telling Desium, like, yo, like you cannot, like, you can't just judge people based on, you know, like, you have to understand, like, each person's feelings and each person's fucking emotions, what they go through, which, again, kind of contradicts what, you know, the Arbiters want, and, like, kind of what I want as well. But her story and, like, seeing her starting to understand, like, okay, I died. And then, like, the last three episodes, this is kind of going to get, like, really serious now. And I'm going to talk about, like, one of the really good things about this show, and, like, kind of, like, one of the really bad things about this show as well. This show really makes you think about death. It makes you think about life after death, and it makes you think about any regrets you have after death, or any regrets you think you have, like, while you're alive. That's just a lot of stuff that I was thinking personally. And at times like that, I found Death Parade to be a really hard watch, because I don't like thinking about death. Death is and even talking about it now, it's just a very difficult thing to grasp, because death is, you know, outside of outer space, and I guess the ocean, like, death is an unknown. You don't know what happens when you die. You don't know where you go when you die. You don't know if you're awake. And then once you start to think about that, then you start to, you know, when you're awake, you start to think, like for me personally, like, is any of this real? Like, what's going to happen to me when I die? And I really don't like to dive down that hole, because it's just a hole that is just filled with depression and just fucking stuff that, you know, people who are alive should just not be thinking of. It's a very dark and dangerous hole that I really don't want to talk about right now. But that's one of the things that this show does. It really makes you think about death. And I resonated a lot with Chuki, because I've talked about this before multiple times, both in this podcast and I think personally as well. But Chuki, you find out later on in the show, like, Chuki killed herself because she wasn't able to ice skate anymore, and ice skating was her passion. And just the depression that she went through, and, you know, just only in realizing, and her realizing eventually, you know, the decision that she made was a very selfish decision, really resonated with me personally, because I was also in Chiyuki's boat as well, that, there were multiple times in my younger days where I tried to kill myself. I was depressed. I was extremely overweight. I was just not happy with my life, because of where I was in life. And I tried to kill myself on a multitude of, I tried to kill myself a multitude of times. I didn't slit a wrist and put him in the fucking bathtub. I kind of just, like, would hang, you know, a couple belts from, you know, my basement ceiling, and, you know, I would make sure, like, the beams were sturdy and shit like that. I really don't want to get into it, but, like, I've been there, and I've seen, you know, and I've been through the rings, and I've been through the depression, I really didn't have people to talk with, because, you know, I felt like people didn't understand like where I was at, and the people that did understand, they would just be like, you know, you're a nice person, blah blah blah. And you see that in Chiyuki as well. Like, you see Chiyuki, and you know, she has loving parents, but like, even her parents didn't understand what she was going through with this knee injury that she got from ice skating. And the thing that really hit me hard in this episode was when Deciem takes her to the bottom floor, and the bottom floor basically being, I mean, it's a hollow, you know, it's basically like a hologram, but like, it could have been seen as like a real thing, where Chiyuki is brought to her, you know, her home, and she sees her mother, and she sees her mother like praying at, you know, the altar. And that scene just like really fucking got to me, because you see Chiyuki's mother like breaking down. She was like, I don't know what I could have done to, I don't know what I could have done to, you know, better understand you. I didn't realize you had all this pain and all this, you know, built up frustration and et cetera, et cetera. And you start to see Chiyuki like realize like, I fucked up. Like I really, really fucked up. And I felt like that was that part was really well done, because that part right there can literally, I feel like, make or break someone who wants to make a rash decision, because your decision is going to hurt others more than it's going to hurt you. And that's just my personal, and that's just something I've learned from personal experience as well. Like, I had an uncle who hung himself. He had a disease, but he committed suicide, and basically my family hasn't been the same since. And I had the same thoughts after he died as well. But again, it took some fierce understanding, and you know, you have to realize you have to make changes to your life, and sometimes the changes in your life can be scary at times. They could cost you a shitload of money. I put out a lot of money to, you know, lose over 100 plus pounds, but at the end of the day, it was worth it. Now, I put some of that weight back on because of COVID, but you know, I'm happy now, I'm closer to my lowest weight than I was my highest weight, so that's always good. But back to Death Parade, because I don't want to talk about my my fat and then my slim and then my semi-fat self again. But yeah, I thought that part, I just really thought that the ice skating scene was very, very well done, and like all that, and Chiyuki like meet, like getting to see her mom again, and you know, being able to have the decision of, hey, I can reincarnate. Like, the big decision was her being reincarnated, or her, you know, basically being sent back in time like by 3 months before she was killed, but having to sacrifice someone else in return. And she just decides, no, like, I've made my decision, and I'm not going to let somebody else feel, you know, this pain just because I made this stupid decision. And I thought, if anything, Death Parade got that point across, in their point that, you know, that, yeah, it's tough to say, because it's like, you don't get a second chance. And I don't know, like, me personally, like, I think the moral of Death Parade is, you know, you should try to do good in life. You should try to live your life to the fullest. And, you know, it taught us that nobody's perfect in life. I feel like the moral of the story is nobody's perfect, but try to do good. Try to be a good person, or be a good person. You know, I mean, there are times where people get mad and people get angry and there's arguments and disputes and shit like that. But, you know, don't be a piece of shit. Like, don't fucking kill people. Don't, hit women, don't hit men, don't, you know, don't do anything. Like, just do what makes you happy. And don't do, like, do what makes you happy and don't do anything that's going to hurt others, you know? Like, if, like, if, you know, strangling people just makes you happy, you should probably find something else to do to make you happy and not strangle people, because that's bad. But I thought the show was very well done in terms of that story-wise. But, again, I still think it was a little bit overrated. Because I just, it's weird. Like, when I say there's, like, 3 to 4 bad episodes, like, and 8 to 9 good episodes, like, how can a show be overrated when it's got 9 really good episodes or 9 good episodes? But I think the opening plays a part into the show being overrated as well. I really, really do. My anime list has it at an 8.16. I gave it an 8. I thought it was a very good show with a very good story. But my score overall for it was like a 7.8. I gave it a 7.8 on a personal score. Which is still a good score, but, like, I don't know. There's something about it just makes me say, like, hey, yeah, this show is overrated. And I just don't know. I just don't know. Like, it feels overrated, but maybe it's not overrated. I don't know. I just think it's a little bit maybe overhyped. No, because it's not that talked about, really. I'd say overrated, moreover overhyped. All right. And yeah, that is our Death Parade review. So again, that is our Death Parade review. I gave it a 7.8 out of 8. Or I gave it a 7.8 out of 10. An 8 on my anime list. You guys and gals are going to hear the ending song on the way out, probably starting right now. So let me get into my spiel. I wanted to thank you all for listening to this episode of the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast. We are currently not live on Twitch, even though we usually are. But definitely head over to twitch.tv/ShoraSensei1. Give me a follow. In the chat, you can hit !Discord and join my Discord to find out when I drop new episodes of the podcast and when I go live on Twitch. And just sometimes you want to chit-chat about shit. You know, we talk about anime, we talk about video games, we talk about life in the Discord. Come on, join in and introduce yourself and, you know, make some friends. My community is a very, very fun and loving community. And we're always welcoming people with open arms. So come on in, have a good time. I'd really appreciate it. And then, yeah, join the Twitch as well. But definitely follow me on the socials, Waifus and Weeaboos on Facebook, Waifus and Weeaboos on Twitter. Definitely come follow on Twitter. The Twitter has been popping off recently with the summer 2022 shows that I keep posting about. Check out the Tumblr, NJ Otaku. And, of course, check out the Twitch and TikTok, SoraSensei1 on both accounts. And if you're looking for some of the best stickers, peekers, you know, t-shirts, bumper stickers, whatever, go over to sukawai.com, use the promo code SoraSensei1 and save 5% off your entire order. Also, big shout out to the guys over at Geekscape and the boys over at What Do You Say Anime as well. Always appreciate their support for the podcast. And that is it, ladies and gentlemen, for this episode of the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast, where we did review Death Parade. I want to thank you all for listening again to this episode of the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast, and we will see you soon. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.